Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's the reunion special part two. There's apologies. We're confused. We're all ganging up on Shannon. Thank you. Next. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We are so typical. We are, so if you look up basic AF basic in the package. Dictionary, we're there. It's a picture of our panel. Welcome to Monday night's after show for the Real Housewives of Orange County. It's the reunion special part two. We're just going to power through it. We're going to get through it. Thank you. Next is kind of the feeling we're feeling right now. I don't understand why we're doing three parts to this. I feel like the whole first episode was just Vicky, the Vicky show, and then it just all wrapped up so quickly. So we're going to really talk about it. We're going to get into it. We're going to break it down for you guys. There really is not much news because we are wrapping this season. Everything has already been played out. That's why I said we're confused, because there's something we're going to talk about, especially with the tweet section. You know, we're playing in real time, so we're going to get into it. I have my full panel. I am Hollywood Leanne.
Hey guys, I'm Maitha Carrillo.
Thank you.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to say next.
Oh, next.
Hey guys, you. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. Thank you.
Next.
Yes.
Kid is filled with jokes. Okay, and I am Haley Clover.
Thank you.
Thank you, next.
Now I get the memo.
Oh, God. All right. So we're all here. We're ready to go.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
We're keeping each other accountable, like we're seeing on the show and here as well. There's apologies, there's confusion. Like I said, Shannon is really getting it. And you guys know how I feel about Shannon. It's a little hot in here. Can we turn on the air?
Is that because of Shannon or because you're actually
Shannon's
hot?
Making me hot. Both. And I'm wearing a leather jacket. But Shannon is really getting it. And you guys know how I feel about Shannon. So thank you to Emily for her legal input during the reunion. You can drink, go on vacation without children, and still be a good mother. So I really like that she said that. And
yeah, it was a good point.
Yeah, and nothing can be held against you, which I didn't really know. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, I feel like
well, I feel like in a normal situation, totally, but this is like video evidence of like you partying it up. Not that I'm saying they should, but it's crazy that it's
after
just
the
not.
Fact, though, and I, yeah.
And it really does have nothing to do with it. So I'm glad that I just wanted to get that out of the way, that we're not holding any of that stuff against her, because man, she is really getting it. This whole reunion, I really feel like we ran after her. But this Kelly and Vicky drama rolled over from last episode, and it wrapped up in 5 minutes.
I don't understand that. Like, you know, she basically accused you of a drug allegation, and it's like, oh, thank you. Next.
Kelly always...
Yeah. Well, she was just like, I apologize about that. And she was like, thank you. She did
no,
say
Kelly
thank you.
No, Kelly does it. If you've noticed, they could do a Bravo montage on the amount of times that Kelly says, thank you, I appreciate you saying that. She does it with every single apology. And then, like, the whole thing with Vicky taking Michael on a date and whatever, then she brings it up again.
Oh, yeah.
She accepts it in that moment, maybe to look nice, and I don't know.
But I feel like, you know, I usually don't say this a lot, but I feel like Tamara had a big point. Like, you can't just go around making up those kind of rumors, and then be like, you know what, I'm sorry that I repeated it, and then, thank you, I appreciate it, and then, like, everything's over. And then Andy was like, well, hopefully, you know, we can move on from here, and then we wrapped it up. I'm like, we spent an entire 45 minutes of the last episode talking about this. You guys even went on about your lunch break and still went on. Like, we had to see this play out just for it to wrap up in 5 minutes.
I really think that what Bravo is doing is they're trying to get the viewers to not forget about the show, because this is the show that started the franchises. So it's like, let's keep running it. Let's play it on Sunday. Let's play it on Monday. Let's have three. Like, if this show goes, then it doesn't work, I feel.
It's just a little too much, though. And it's kind of like they, I don't know, going back to your whole situation with Kelly, I feel like she would probably definitely bring it back. But then again, I'm just thinking, like, maybe, I don't know, was there some truth behind that? Maybe that's why she let it go.
Well, you know,
I think she defended herself pretty hard, though, the first episode, and talked about it a lot, and then had the balls call Michael and ask him over the phone. So I don't know if she was hiding from
anything. But you know what I wanted to bring up is when we had the girls on the show, if you guys didn't know, we had Gina and Emily live in the studio here at AfterBuzz TV. So make sure to go check out that past episode on our iTunes or YouTube channel. And they revealed a lot of things. And one of the things they said, and I'm not sure if this was even allowed, but sometimes when you're just talking and you're in here for a long time with this, stuff just starts to come out, you know, especially if we just kind of let them go. And they did a lot of talking. And they said Kelly and Vicky, we all went out to dinner afterwards and everything was fine. But now they're going crazy on Twitter over this. So I don't know what is really going on. That's why I said I'm confused, because we saw this play out on the reunion. It was like fine within 5 minutes. She said she was sorry. Kelly said, thank you, I appreciate it. And Andy said, well, hopefully we can move on from here. And they both just stood there looking at each other like stone statues. So I don't really know what that means, but I know that they're going crazy on Twitter still. So
I think Who knows? Like, a good point that Maite had was the fact that maybe she just doesn't want to talk about it anymore. Maybe Michael said off camera, like, just squash it, like, deal with it later, let's move on. Because the more they would have talked about it, the more juice would have come out of whatever Vicky knew or whatever Kelly has done.
Totally. It's not something that you want to give light to.
It seemed a little off. Like, it was just like, oh, wrap up.
I don't think I would have given that light, but what I would have harped on is the fact that she just came for me so hard. I would have never brought up that cocaine thing again, but I would have said, look, I'm tired of you really coming for me to the point where, like, how can you repair it? Like, you've stabbed me 75 times. How am I supposed to live after this situation? You know what I mean? So I really feel like they both play such a huge part in really coming after each other. And it was really interesting to see several housewives point that out throughout the episode. When they all come for each other, they all say things that are crazy about each other. And if you watch other franchises, they even say to each other stuff like, even on other shows, I know secrets about you and I've held stuff in, and if you want me to reveal it, I will. You know what I mean? So I really feel like there is something controlled about the situations that are out there.
I mean, also, who knows what they're telling them to say? It's very possible that they're like, listen, you know, our ratings are down. We need this, this, and this. And I mean, come on, it's reality TV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's move on.
Especially for them to just drop it like that quick. They're like, we need this, and then we can just fizzle it out.
Or maybe exactly. They want to bring it back. I don't know. Who knows?
There's a lot going on, but I just did want to point that out, that I'm just a little confused, because the way it plays out on social media and watching the shows, it's totally different from when we used to watch the shows back 2 or 3 years ago. You know, we would have to wait till the reunion to find out how they're feeling. Right. But now we can just log on to Twitter while the episode is playing and they're going off on each other. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason we went on that tangent. Let's move on. Emily and Shane, we're seeing this entire montage. What I do know is, Emily and Shane, we saw their entire whole relations, their G-chat, the Mormon thing. Emily gets body shamed a lot. This was a really big part of the conversation that we saw with her. Apparently, she gets really, really bad names like fat ass and like all this crazy stuff, which is like,
That was actually really sad.
Understand people. Like, what is your problem? Yeah. The one thing I don't understand is like all the housewives seem so shocked by it. Like, are y'all not getting any DMs?
Shannon wasn't getting any of that.
Tamara seems shocked. I'm like, I can't imagine anyone saying.
Well, no one's calling Tamara fat. She looks
incredible.
No,
but people do say negative things about her. I've went on her Instagram before, and people are like, "You're such a two-faced snake. Going, you're a fake Christian." Like all this crazy things.
I do think it is so like extra to actually DM somebody about it. Like it's one thing to comment on their picture, which still is too much. To actually like go and direct message them,
and it's still happening.
Something like that's crazy.
It's usually the people that do that are the most insecure have issues. Totally. So it is a little bit, it is very sad that she had to go through that. But that's part of also being on reality TV. You have to be ready to handle what people are going to say you know, 24/7.
Yeah, I think people out there just nitpick at certain things. So for her, it could have been like, you know, body shaming her and calling her fat. For Tamara, it could be like, you're too skinny, you're religious or whatever. So it hits to people in different ways. So totally. For her, it hit a really soft spot. And she was like, she started crying. That was so sad. I didn't even know.
I'm sure she gets a lot of positive messages and it outweighs the bad. That's why she's saying, like, I want to use my platform to do something good. And that's why I can really see her coming back, because we really do need a voice like that, especially in today's youth. There really is beauty in seeing all sorts of people, all sorts of shapes. So I really like that she said that, because it's so true. She was in here. She is gorgeous. I can't even look at her and think of anything that has to do with someone being overweight.
Right.
Like, it's crazy, and it's still happening to this day. She posted something on her Instagram today. It was a DM of someone literally writing an entire paragraph about how she looks and how she shouldn't be out in public and, like, all this crazy.
You know who did that, too, was Gina. That same day that she was here, she was online, and she posted this whole quote that someone DM'd her about the same thing, body shaming her at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning. And she's like, this is ridiculous. I don't understand how people have the time at 2 a.m. in the morning to send me messages like this.
I love that people are getting exploited for this, though.
Me, too.
Because they need it. Yeah, just don't, like, tag them on your post, because you don't want to give them that much life.
No.
But show their name so everyone can know that it's them. Yeah, I wouldn't tag them and give them all that, but I would actually show the name so people can click on them and give them, you know. You know how, like, the beehive attacks?
Yeah.
We need some internet.
The Navy.
We need some internet soldiers out there. Yeah, it was really interesting because we talked about Emily and Shane's relationship. And there was some shade towards Shane throat. You know, Tamara was like, it's, you know, it's different. He's going off on people and putting people down the entire time. I don't think he was putting anybody down. I think he was calling it out like he was seeing it. And he was just commenting on what was being brought to him. He was having a conversation with Steve when Kelly came up. It's not like he went out there looking for trouble. That Gina was in his house. He was just reacting to what was there. So I don't think they're painting him out to be like someone who was just sitting around commenting negatively about them.
No, I think he definitely wasn't commenting out of place, but I do think he was being very judgmental.
Towards what?
Good word.
Towards, you know, her being drunken and seeming, you know, like, but he was definitely judging people based on his beliefs, and that he, you know, he didn't agree with how people were acting in their lives. And it's not bad for you to be,
I don't think so, because his wife drinks.
No, yeah, but
I think it was different because it was in his house.
They literally showed him in this episode.
I know, but I think it was different because it was in his house. Does that make sense?
Yes, I still think it was
judgmental. Yeah, no, he could totally be judgmental, but I don't think he was sitting around.
And I'm not saying that I disagree with what he was saying, I'm just saying
Tamara was acting like he was talking negatively about all the housewives, like going around putting people down, and I don't think that was it. It was really strange.
Yeah.
That's actually what she said, like, he's going around putting people down. I wrote it down. So
going forward, I just don't think Shane should be around when Emily throws a party like that. That's it. No shade.
Yeah, he should just stay upstairs.
Let's talk about something else that I'm confused. We saw the entire montage of the whole abuse thing, and
I loved it. And her face at the end, she was like, oh.
She was shocked. She was shocked that she had said it. And it was kind of like, all right, how do you feel about that?
I thought that she definitely, honestly, I didn't even know where the word abuse came from. And I got lost watching that too. But then when I saw it and I saw her reaction, I'm like, oh, there you go. I think in her head, she must have been overthinking it, and the word abuse came up to her.
I think she was totally overthinking, and that's why the word abuse came up. Totally agree with that.
Well, with how Shannon said it, she absolutely was insinuating that, but she didn't say the word abuse. Mm-hmm. So, that never came out of Shannon's mouth, but I understand how you would make yourself think that, because that is exactly kind of what she was saying, is that it was some type of emotional abuse or...
It was just a contribution to the conversation that was happening. I really don't understand why she did get the brunt. Everyone did make
a
comment.
Because Gina made it a thing.
And that's crazy, because they're like...
Gina told her it made it a
thing. Yeah, and that's crazy because they're close.
And I don't think Gina was... maybe trying to make it a thing that it became, she definitely was saying it to her friend.
I feel like they're all going to learn a lot from this season. They're all going to learn a lot from this season.
Yes,
like,
for sure.
Anything you say will and can
be used.
Can I say one thing about that dinner?
Please.
how like weird was it that Tamara was calling her out for not going home after and then giving her a smirk and then Emily got all like awkward and was stumbling on her words and like couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
Did you think she went somewhere else?
How did Tamara know this? Was it because of Gina?
Because Instagram,
because
who knows?
Gina chimed in and she was like, oh, well, that's not what you made it seem like.
Maybe she had seen it online or something. I don't
know. Was really, really strange. Oh, I remember this. No, the thing about this is that she was like, don't smirk. Yeah. And it was about the custody thing. I really do feel like she just didn't want to bring up that word because that word insinuates problems. And I don't think there is a problem. Like, their children are grown. What is going on with that?
I don't know. I think if you watch that back, because the way I took it was that she was kind of saying don't smirk and stuff in the middle of her lost train of thought. Like, she didn't know what to say.
She was kind of
so
lost.
She was like, you know, don't smirk, like, whatever. And that changed the entire direction of that conversation.
Andy was like, I don't know. No. Because Andy brought up the contradiction thing just a couple tad hairs right after that. They went back to the Gina and Shane thing. And he was kind of saying, because she was getting lost. So he was like, I feel like you're kind of playing both sides.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? And maybe she did, because she has to defend her husband. And she has to also, like, defuse the situation with Gina. But I do feel like she got caught up a little bit with the abuse thing. I think she just didn't realize what was happening. I feel like they're going to learn a lot. Like, everything will be used against you.
Well, I think she also, even when she was here, she said that, you know, if she has the chance next season, she'll be like a complete open book. Whereas this season, I think she said she was trying to kind of like watch what she was saying and whatever. And I think that ended up doing exactly what they were just saying.
Exactly.
Is having her play both sides, when in reality, she probably would have just been like, no, you're absolutely wrong, or, you know, whatever it was.
And if you like just go back to that moment where she's like schooling her about the whole going home thing, I feel like she just wanted to say, like, I didn't want to bring up the custody thing on a reality television show with you guys. That's like giving a shark a bunch of bait. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and who knows if the kids, you know, mom, like,
they were already
they
thinking he was controlling and all that. They're like, he's controlling, there's custody issues. Like,
oh, that's adding more onto her storyline.
Exactly.
And then they would have digged even more, and that would have been like the topic of conversation.
But do you think that her storyline would have been more like, there would have been more there for people to grab onto? And
I think she gave enough talking about her life and her family and her relationship. Like, it was just so many problems that she had been going through and she's been able to get out of that adding more onto it would have just been, I think it would have been way too much.
Yeah, there's a lot more to learn about her. And, you know, she did say that she was a little filtered this season. Mm-hmm. So if she gets a chance to come back, I definitely would like to see a different side to her.
Yeah.
And, like, hear about other things that maybe she's not saying.
Well, even Gina kind of threw a little shade
towards her. I was just
going
to say, I would like to see their relationship because they're at least honest with each other. Gina was saying, you know, I wish Shane would have been more
comforting. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And I love that she said that and was honest. And in a different way than Tamara is honest with Shannon. She's actually honest, and Emily says, I know what you mean. We talk about that in therapy.
Like, that's a real friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Tamara was expected, even though it was fake, it was still expected. Yeah. She was like, my heart hurts when he, like, turns away when he doesn't kiss you. I'm like, first of all, PDA in general, like, is kind of iffy.
It's not for some people.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
PDA on camera is a whole different thing. Like, it's going to be played. We're all going to see it. It's going to be awkward. They're not like movie stars. They're doing like a Hollywood kiss. So, like, I don't know. The other girls brought up that, like, Steve doesn't like it. I don't know. How do we feel about this? And while we're asking questions, would we marry someone without sleeping with them?
But I also would not marry somebody if they proposed to me over GChat. I'm still confused by this whole situation.
Well, you know what? I'm not. I mean, that part is kind of weird, but I'm not confused about marrying your friend because...
No,
you know
not at all. That, but
marrying your friend is fine.
But you... There also is a point where you become more than friends. And so,
totally.
So I'm just confused as to how you go from just being normal friends to want to get married, and how in your mind you're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I love that she's like, I had nothing better to do, but I'm also like, that confuses me.
She definitely planted the seed, and we're all going to look at it a certain way because she actually said it. It's not like you guys are just trying to look at it a certain way. But she also is dropping little hints like, I mean, he can't keep his hands off me. So, right. You know what I mean? So I feel like it maybe has evolved. Well,
she said that, actually.
I can't help but wonder if she thinks now, and I would have liked to have had this part of the reunion before she came on.
We could have asked again.
To ask just if she thinks, because it is interesting that she has the longest marriage of the Housewives on the OC. Mm-hmm. But if she thinks that not talking about certain things, like if the kids are going to be Mormon or grow up Mormon and all of that kind of stuff, if that's affected the way her relationship's gone, and maybe that's why the comforting and all of that kind of stuff that we hope to see as fans is not there or not happening in the relationship.
Well, we'll have to ask her. She did say she was going to come back. Yeah. And I do believe it. Let's move on to Shannon, because she didn't remember the taco stand and she wasn't happy about
it. Not surprising.
Gina really came for her, and I kind of feel like nothing Shannon said was gonna like matter, and I feel like she wasn't even heard. She was like, well, I guess we should all shut up, and she's like, don't tell me to shut my mouth, and she's like you're not even listening to me.
Shannon,
like,
or Gina?
No, Shannon was saying that to Gina, because Shannon said, I won't say anything. I think I should just zip my mouth. And then Gina's like, don't tell me to zip my mouth. And I'm like, you're not even listening to Shannon.
You know when you're like so unbelievably annoyed by someone and you've tried for like however many months to be nice? And then all of a sudden you're just like, I just can't do it anymore. And we don't get along, and I just don't like you. That happened.
Yeah,
that
it's right like a but common all, case
it happened
not
with
getting
all
along.
Of them. To
yeah, they were all tonight. Like, I'm over it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's done. Let's just throw it all at you so we can be done.
I think that those two actually could be really good friends. I just think that this season they really got off to the wrong foot, mm-hmm. and it just played out the whole season.
Yeah, there's remember way Kelly? Too much tension. That happens all the time. There's way too much tension happening with both of them, and I can tell as soon as like Gina opened her mouth, Shannon's eyes were like piercing at her, and we're like, "Ooh, I'm gonna get out of this chair."
And we
shaking.
Never thought Kelly and Shannon were gonna be friends. Like, we didn't. I did never expected it, but they've come full circle. They're really good friends.
I
so
can
you
see them
know.
Next season getting along.
Let's have another poll question. Give it to us in the live chat and comment in the video, actually, because I want to know about this. Is Shannon less reactive? Has she improved with the reactiveness? I feel like Tamara was bringing facts. She was like, you ripped your mic off twice. You didn't ask about Eddie until after I pointed it out. And then, you know, she was just bringing on the facts. You didn't go home, Emily. You were texting under the table. Is she the new bone collector?
Yes.
She might be.
I love this part of the whole reunion was when Tamara just started going on a tantrum with everyone. And she started digging up facts, and she started giving us information about Shannon and making her look like really, really, really
boyfriend
lame.
Thing.
The boyfriend situation, the what happened in New York, that Ooh, whole thing, that gave me great. That gave me so much
it's
insight.
It's a little scary to get on Tamara's bad side. Oh, that's 100%. God.
But she was right. I felt like I was on Tamara's side the entire time that she was telling Shannon all of this information, like telling us what had happened in New York.
Totally.
And the way that she makes her feel. Like, I was like, oh my God, it's for the first time I'm on Tamara's side in this.
Yeah,
well, I just think that Tamara needs to be more transparent with Shannon in the moment rather than harboring it and saying it later.
Yeah.
Because that's not the
problem. It's not a good quality to have in a friendship, and it doesn't come off genuine from her.
Exactly. Well, AfterBuzzers, you know we do this on every show, so we want to let you know that AfterBuzz produces after shows for all of your favorite TV shows, dramas, reality TV, sci-fi. There is no other network like us, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. It's super easy. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about notifications, don't worry about it, because you can definitely take care of that. So hit subscribe.
Opt out.
Yes. So hit subscribe now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz channels on YouTube. Let us know you did in the comments so we can shout you out on our show. For now, thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, make sure to subscribe. Send us a message. Send us a DM. A nice one, though.
As long as it's not calling us fat and ugly and disgusting.
Yeah, please don't call me fat. I'll cry. Some guy called me...
If you call him skinny, though, he'll be super happy.
Yes.
Some guy called me fat in Paris, and I cried on the subway.
Did you really? And then I ate a croissant to help my feelings.
I came back to the hotel room crying. My sister's like, what's wrong with you? Ugh, let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
We'll get drunk and have some paella. it was really interesting. Maite brought this up, and I do want to talk about this. Yeah. After Tamara just went on this tangent and just really started going after Shannon, it was just very apparent to everybody. And to Andy, like, I don't know if they're going to be coming back from this. They're, like, really going at it. Mm-hmm. And then Tamara does bring up this drama with Melissa, the makeup artist, that she was being pulled with by Shannon, like, do my makeup, do this, do that. You're not, oh, don't just do my eyes. Like, do this. Oh, no. Like, can you keep doing my face? First of all,
oh my God.
Are you not a grown adult? Can't you just be like, are you paying me? Then I'm not doing your makeup. I'm here to do Tamara's makeup. Stop pulling. I did your eyes for a favor. I have to get ready. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. And, oh, thank you. Next. So I don't understand, like, what that whole situation was about. Yeah, like, I feel like maybe Shannon was out of control, but I would have smacked her into place.
Yes and no, because I can see her being like, this could be future business for me. Mm-hmm. You know, Shannon has a lot of, I'm sure, adult friends that get their makeup done. And she, you know, you never know. She could need the money. And
I don't know.
And she's there already on a trip that's being paid for because of the situation that she's going through with her mom. She probably didn't feel like she was in a place to be like, hey, so this is actually, this trip's about me.
I love Kelly's comment. So, who stays at the Plaza?
Yeah, even Vicky's like, that place is so expensive.
First of all, the Plaza is so expensive, but first of all, it is so old. I've been there before. I've stayed there before. In the 90s when Home Alone was shot there, when it was actually cool.
A thing.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, I go to the Plaza every single December around Christmas, and I have caviar downstairs in the gorgeous, like, room of, like, macaroons and all this gorgeous pastries and food. It's absolutely beautiful and timeless, but I would not stay there, like, now. There's so many better options.
Hotels in New York.
That is some, like, really bougie basic thing. Like, you want to be, like,
seen.
Whose idea was that?
It was Shannon's.
Oh,
because Tamara even said, like, yeah, you wanted to stay at the Plaza and pay. Then we had to pay more than what Bravo, you know, gives us.
Yeah.
Every time that I've looked up a room.
Which really isn't that much, by the way, what they give them.
Well, a room in New York City is super expensive.
Right.
Like, I don't want to reveal, but I'm going very soon. And
they're all, like, over three at least a night.
Every time. If you're under three, like, it's a crap hole.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't feel like, even if I was a millionaire, I don't want to be paying $600 to $700 a night to spend a night in a room.
You That's basically your, like, trip, round trip.
Thank you.
It's every hotel.
I would like
really
to spend that on drinks, dinner, shots with friends.
Shows, shopping. Everything.
Shows, you know, some tchotchkes that we're not going to need. Some
New York shirts.
Some shot glasses for our coworkers. It was really interesting, but the one thing that really stuck out was when Shannon was like, I've been through hell and back. With my husband. And I was like, oh my God, this is the moment where everyone's gonna, like, feel bad. And Tamara's like, yeah, well, it's been 4 years.
I know.
You guys, has it really been 4 years?
I love that part.
Oh my God, have we really been talking about Shannon and her woes for, like, 4 years?
4 years.
It gets a little, like, repetitive, and I'm hoping next season we just focus on something else. Clearly, the restaurant that she had in mind didn't work out this season, because I was.
We could do a montage of Thomas defending Shannon.
Wasn't he going to fund that restaurant?
I just want something new.
Hmm? I said, wasn't he going to fund that restaurant? I'm sure that's why that restaurant didn't work out.
No, he said he wasn't.
I think it
going
was
going to.
Yeah.
In that one season when they were at the dinner table, they were talking about that restaurant.
He didn't seem like he wanted anything to do with it. He was actually doubting her.
She put the idea out there, and he was like, "Are you sure this is what you want?"
It was really interesting. There's a lot of stuff that was revealed tonight. You know, they really came after Shannon in a way where, like I said earlier, I don't know if they're going to come back from. Like, they were revealing stuff like, "You play the victim." Like, you're over here talking about, it's just devastating that David has, you know, moved on. And then apparently she's been dating to the point where Gina's like, I really cared. And I was trying to get a matchmaker. And this whole time you had a boyfriend. I'm like, what? Como what?
That's why I'm thinking for next season, I really just want to focus on Shannon dating somebody new. Yeah, something that's different.
She is already dating someone, though. When she was on Watch What Happens,
but not like openly on a TV show, skinny and happy.
She needs to do it on camera. Yeah, she needs to do it on camera.
like, all of our montages of Shannon have been of her storming out, crying, ripping her mic off, being upset. Because
look how long we had to hear about Brooks, and we're still hearing about him, but we had a break. We had a break from it. Now, I'm fine with that, but I feel like one more season of it, we can't.
Yeah.
Maybe we do need a shakeup of the whole
cast. She brought up the whole situation of Shannon not getting in contact with her, not calling her when Eddie was in the hospital, and Shannon was like, I've called you every single time after that, every time he's had a procedure. And Shannon was like, yeah, you've had to do it because I told you to do it. I felt that same way.
I caught that line.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I'm like, yeah, because she called you out on it. That's the only reason why you keep on calling her. And it sounds more of like a duty, an obligation. Like
she has to remind
something.
You.
Yeah, it's ingenuine.
I love that Kelly was like the voice of reason kind of mildly throughout the episode. You know, Shannon.
Well, she had to rough it out that first one. So she had to do something.
I know. She had to like try to like at least get back in because she did feel alone for a second. Oh, she was just like, crucified me and no one came to my rescue. You know what I mean? So she was just like, Shannon's like, I admitted that I walked away. And she's like, she just said it. She walked away. So it was really interesting that throughout the episode, she was throwing in little voices of reason. Emily was giving us legal advice.
I know.
Which, I thought she was like a copyright lawyer. You know what I mean? But she knows her laws. She knows her California legal laws. So that was really interesting. Let's get into our tweets. We have some interesting things to dissect on the internet.
Yes.
Thomas, what do you have for us? Which one do I get to read?
This is my favorite segment.
None of them.
Yes. No. Everybody here is going to read a tweet. I think these tweets are very relevant. I'll start off. This is from Gwen. It says, hashtag RHOC. Gina just wants to be mad at someone, so she settled on Shannon.
I do think so, too. Like, she went extra hard on Shannon. And you guys know I'm not like a Shannon bandwagon. Like, I don't really care for her.
But do we think that she's doing it, and I know she was here, do we think that she's doing it because she knows the strategy of she has to get in a fight with somebody, this is like your last chance to really...
Like she tried a little too hard, maybe?
I don't know, but maybe, like, is she really that mad, or is she wanting to be on the show?
Maybe she's mad about how colorful she is. That outfit is a lot.
A lot of colors.
It's a lot.
All right, guys, take it away.
It's much better than her just sitting there saying nothing.
So my girlfriend, when I went home, my girlfriends were like, you're crazy. We love Gina's dress. Oh, my God. We love Gina's dress. Even Candy wore it.
Where are you from?
Vegas.
Well, it is a Vegas dress, 100%.
It's a total Vegas dress.
It is a Vegas dress.
I just came back yesterday.
Thank you, next.
Vegas girls, thank you, next.
All right, guys, you take away the tweets.
I was actually born in California.
All right. Next up. Gina didn't know her marriage was over before joining hashtag RHOC. Please. When your husband moves out, moves to undisclosed address that he doesn't tell you and you've never been to wasn't a clue.
She's trying to say your husband moves out, doesn't tell you where he's gone. That wasn't a clue to you?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But she did say, like, because she couldn't really stand on that statement. So she was like, well, I knew there was problems, you know.
Yeah. That's all she said.
But yeah, that's crazy. I mean, what happened between them is insane. If my guy moved away, that would never happen.
That wouldn't happen.
I would be at that apartment. I need to see what it looks like. You're FaceTiming me. I need to see who your neighbors are.
Yeah.
So I can meet them and they could know and I get your number. You're going to be my spy. You're going to let me know if someone comes over.
Yeah, she could have easily taken the kids and gone to go visit him.
I'm Latin. All right, I'm going to read the next one, and it's by Salva, and she says, Tamara is the professional victim. She can do and say whatever she wants, but the same thing happens to her. It's below the belt and uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, basically implying, like, do you agree with Tamara, which Shannon makes everything about herself? Retweet for yes, retweet for no.
I think they both do it. I just think Shannon does it more.
I think they both do it. I just feel like Tamara is, like, at this point where she's like, you know what? I am running out here. I feel like I need to move Dakota to keep my orange. And you know what? I'm going to kick Shannon right in the stomach. That's how I feel. That's crazy. She's moving to Coda.
They've just done so much. I mean, Tamara's been on the show forever. And the fact that, like, and so is Vicky. But Shannon is just one of those types of friends that unfortunately needs some kind of help in terms of not making it about her all the time. That's really the only issue.
She does. She is known for that. I've always called her emotional vampire. Sorry.
This one Haley. Is from Linz. Shannon can be obnoxious at times, but she does not deserve the shit that David put her through. No one does. What a piece.
Well, that's true.
Those are true Shannon fans right there. Like, they will stick by Shannon till the very end. And
shout out
a lot of fans.
There's shout many out of to those. Todd on our.
Oh my God. Shannon is best the best housewife of all time.
He doesn't even like put it like correct. He's just like Shannon, best housewife OC.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Todd, thank you. Thank you so much for commenting every single time. Your loyalty amazes us. Shout out to all of you guys that are supporting us and are always there Loyal watching fans. Us. It's been a long season, but we appreciate you guys supporting the after show. We have time for one more tweet. Thomas?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. It's from T-Watches TV, and she says, maybe if Tamara just talked to Shannon about shit in the moment instead of talking shit behind her back after the fact, she wouldn't feel so angry all the time. You know what? I completely agree with this. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only reason I'm kind of siding with Shannon is, like, Shannon has this idea of them being amazing friends, and then she has to just see it on television and then come to this reunion and get blown up on. I mean, she does have this wrath of emotional suckness mm-hmm. in this drainage. But I feel like if you tell someone, dude, you need to, like, relax, and mm-hmm. I can't be around you if you're going to be like that all the time. Like, you right. suck the energy out of me. Oh, if you're just honest so and upfront, I feel like maybe you can improve, you know? But she just really didn't. She didn't keep it honest. That's the only reason I'm kind of siding with Shannon. Don't get me wrong. Still an emotional vampire, and I wouldn't want to hang out with
you
her.
You know what would be really cool or funny for season for the next season is if they went to friendship therapy.
Oh, no, what is this, Atlanta
so,
friendship contract?
So hilarious.
I would never want to watch that.
If a friend asked me to go to therapy with them, I would be like, that's how...
That's the direction be friends. That
we're going in.
Exactly. Like,
no, you should never try that hard to have a good friendship.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we shouldn't be trying
Jeez,
this hard.
Louise.
If we're fighting this much, maybe we need some space from each other.
Yeah.
You know, take a chill pill.
Continuing on with Philip, with a best friend like Tamara, why on earth would Shannon need enemies? Good Lord. Trash can Tamara does Ooh. Not... know how to be a good friend. It's really cringy.
I feel like Tamara does play the friendship card like a TV friend because I have heard...
TV friend.
When the cameras aren't rolling, they're not hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
That's exactly what she said, too. She mentioned it last night, that they haven't been hanging out.
The tweets are on going tonight.
Yeah, T-Bib said, was it just me or was part two of the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion boring? I think we said that earlier. I'm sitting here like... what were we even arguing about? Text messages, Shannon sucking the life out of her friends, blah, blah, blah.
So true. It's really true. That's why I was, like, really confused. The montages were even... you know how they did that little rewind thing? I was just like, I couldn't even keep up. I was just like, why are we talking about this? We saw... like, we always recap and we see, like, the good moments and everything, but I feel like there was hardly any good moments. We had one good moment when we saw Tamara's, like, son. That was it. I feel like the only time when we laughed was when Vicky got her fingers caught in the thing and we had to see her go,
her face.
She was all dramatic. Like, so that's, like, the only time I laughed. Other than that, I was like, why are we talking about Shane so much?
Yeah, it's just too much. I mean, think about how many episodes do we have? 20? Some?
Yeah, like 19 or 20.
Guys, that is 20 weeks of the same stuff this entire season. It's like...
when you say it, yeah.
I know.
Oh, my God.
They really should have fought about something new. Like, I don't want to fight about the same stuff over and over again. Like...
I guess it's been
4 to 5 years that we've been talking about Shannon's woes. Oh my God, is that really the thing?
That's why we're so exhausted. We've lost track of. So
I will say one other funny thing that happened was when they asked if Shannon was being less reactionary, and Kelly was like, "Well, she didn't throw a plate at anyone this season." I laughed at that part too.
I wanted to bring something up. One thing about Tamara that I did want to mention is, like, Eddie's heart. They got a recommendation to a really good doctor, and he said, "Dude, his heart is really, really, really bad." So it was interesting to just shine a little bit of light on that.
Yeah.
And they did reveal that they're moving to Coda and that Eddie thinks that paragraphs of calling his wife a horrible human being is abuse. He's like, why are you putting up with this abuse? Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's not anymore. The tweets continue. And Rice, eat your rice, says, I know that Tamara's getting a lot of flack, but their friendship is almost like she was more like Shannon's caretaker. That shit is trying. Hashtag RHOC. Yeah, it's basically what we've been saying. Like, she sucks the life. Durka, Durka, Durka. Hopefully next season she'll be on the glow up or else we're not going to watch anymore.
This is it. Like, Shannon just needs to work on not making it about herself, and Tamara needs to be more transparent with Shannon. Done. If they both could, like, just
that's
do that.
That's not going
to
happen.
That would, when it comes to friendship, but when it comes to, like, the show's sake, Shannon really needs to rebrand herself.
Yeah.
I don't think we can stand another season of her crying and getting upset. I want to see scenes of her looking incredible, making out with, like, a man or something. I don't know. Dancing, having a great time.
I think next season, hearing Gina's aftermath is going to be more, hopefully, what we'll hear versus hearing about Shannon again.
Well, hopefully there'll be some, I don't know, like, I want to ask Gina, maybe I should text her. I want to know, like, have his husband's employers, like, maybe changed their minds after it's all played out, and they've seen, because, you know, they've watched, and they're like, they need him on the show. Maybe we should let him do it.
I don't think he would do it, though.
Yeah. I know, right? I just really want to see him on the show.
You just want to see him.
After watching the show, he's probably like, yeah, I'm real glad I didn't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, look at what happened to Shane.
Poor Shane.
He's like, I didn't want to go to those parties anyway. Oh, God.
Andy was talking about, like, would you guys marry someone without, you know, trying it out? And Kelly's like, no, what if he had a little Vienna sausage?
A little Vienna sausage. And he was like, yeah, you have to save his PhD.
You know, and so Andy was like, yeah, you want the PhD thing. And then he went over to Emily and was like, so do you want to raise the kids Mormon? I was like, oh, okay, because I thought instantly, since he was on that train of thought, he was just going to be like, so, does Shane have a PhD to Emily? I'm like, oh, my God, Andy.
That would have been great.
That would have been great.
That would have been a lot more entertaining.
Seriously, let's do some quick predictions for the next episode, because there is a next episode. I predict that there's not going to be a lot of people. Maybe on the panel.
I will be here. We will. Maita and I will be here holding down the fort.
We'll
yes,
be here holding down the fort. I
guess. We all thought it was only a 2-part reunion. Exactly. I have to work. I'm sorry.
Haley and I have been cast in the new season of The Real Housewives of AfterBuzz.
Yes.
And
oh my god, that would be funny.
We have our first. Oh my god! Did I just pitch something incredible?
Yes.
So, anyways, I would be like the top Vicky OG housewife. I'm just kidding. I would fight with everyone, though. I really would.
I don't know. I've probably been here longer than you.
That's fine, but I fight with everyone.
So I'm the OG.
You know I'm problematic.
Let's fight now. Okay, my prediction. Actually, this isn't a prediction because I kind of read what the next episode was about. And they're going to be focusing on
Shane again. Shane,
yes, at the party with Kelly. I'm like, oh.
Why didn't we talk about it this episode? Like, they could have easily fit everything
in these two. Just give Vicky a little less. All we need to hear her say was that she said Kelly did cocaine, and then that could have been like
enough. The drug allegation needed to be its own thing, and then they had to spread things apart.
I will be interested to see how the conversation goes, though.
I really feel
with
like
Kelly and the dork and all the name calling, because if she would have left it at dork, I would have been on Kelly's side, because I thought that was a hilarious comment.
Yeah. No, I like Twerp. Twerp was good.
Twerp. Maybe that's what it was. Twerp.
I haven't heard Twerp in like 15
years. But
then
she went on and got real mean.
And then
my prediction is these women are all going to hug it out at the end.
Of course.
I really hope they don't. At least that would be real.
Yeah.
I hope Shannon goes, I'm done.
Yeah,
she will. She'll probably say it again. My prediction is that Shane is going to make an appearance.
I don't think he does.
I know you know, but don't tell me. So that's my prediction.
He should.
Because I'm hoping he does, just to spice it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that would be good.
My prediction is that...
if that's the case, then I hope Steve comes too.
Yes, we need Steve.
You know, it is really good when all the husbands sit on the backside on the little stools.
Yeah.
And they have, like, their own little segment and stuff. I really feel like we could have had the apology that we had at the beginning of this episode with the whole cocaine thing at the very end of the very first episode, because then we could have
things up.
Yeah, I feel like we could have compressed
a couple things. Yeah.
I feel like we could have compressed a little bit.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm glad, and I'm glad that we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about next episode, because it was actually my favorite part of the whole season was this fight.
Yeah,
not just the fight and how she came after him, but what he said to her and like what happened afterwards when she had to come to the house, and he kind of like was still giving her sarcastic shit to see if she would respond again. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like one of my favorite parts of the season. So I predict that it's going to be a good little segment, and it'd be great if he popped up. We'll but see. He's not.
I told you, don't tell me.
He's going to ride in on a pony. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know. I don't have like a link to the... I'm just kidding. I really don't know.
You're
I have
like
not
besties
seen it. No, I'm just kidding.
Emily.
I have not seen it. I have not seen it. I have not seen it. But I predict that it's going to be a good closing out, because it, even though it was an up and down season, it still was a pretty good season. We were introduced to two housewives that we got to meet, and it was a fantastic time. And I really had a good time talking about the entire season. So thank you guys for supporting us and watching us. That is our show. I am your host at Hollywood Leanne. You can find me Sunday nights, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, breaking it down there, talking about Eva and Nene and Shamari from the group 808 from Black, the Ooh. 90s. I don't know her.
I love that we're seeing a lot of Marlo, by the way.
Thank
I
you,
love
next.
Marlo. Hey, guys, I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. Next.
Yes. Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me online at Thomas Rulina. And shout out to my university, CSUN, for writing an article about me today. Ooh. Check it out on my Instagram, and I'll see you guys next week.
That's hilarious.
We're at the club.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much. Sorry I won't be here next week, but I really had fun talking with you guys all season. If you want to continue the conversation, you can find me everywhere at Hayley Clover.
Yes, follow me as well, because I won't be here next week. But I love you guys, and thank you so much for watching. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.